NBA Australia. How you going? It's NBA Australia. It's Wednesday, November 29. This is NBA Australia, your daily podcast stop for all things NBA with a dash of Australia. I'm James Clements, a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Derong Guys NBA podcast. And I'm here to tell you all you need to know about the daily sort of goings-on in the NBA. We're breaking down the hottest NBA storylines, who's doing what, how they're doing it, where they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. Yeah, we are. We're talking about what happened last night in the NBA, talking a bunch of smack about a bunch of other NBA junk, and covering off what the Australian NBA players are up to. And today we have some dumb segments like That's Not a Knife, That's a Knife, look at me, the Mark Bradkey Sketchy Sweaty Dude of the Week, the award-winning Yeah Nah, and a very special guest swinging by for his birthday. It's Andrew Bogut going through his tweets. Nice. Plus, we'll wrap the games from last night and preview tonight's. That's it. It's NBA Australia. Let's go. Whoa, boy. How's that go? I mean, it's a bit much for the morning, but still. Anyway, it's NBA Australia. What are you going to do? And you know how we start off every day? It's the daily whip around. Nice, where we catch up on all of the happenings in last night's NBA games. So, last night, what happened? Tuesday, Miami went to Cleveland and had their asses handed to them. One other person who got their ass handed to them was LeBron James getting tossed from the game for the first time ever in his career. That's 1,082 games that he has gotten through without being thrown out. With 3 minutes left in the third quarter, though, Kane Fitzgerald's like, yep, nah, fuck you, LeBron. See ya. Meaning the only dudes to have gone further currently in their careers without being thrown out. Weirdly enough, a couple of Spurs. Tony Parker at 1,144 games. And the other one, Big Spain. The other Big Spain, Pau Gasol, 1,139 games. That's unbelievable. The best stat to be concerned with this, though, is that in that entire time with LeBron getting tossed, Boogie and Matt Barnes have both been thrown out 13 times in that span. Jesus. Nice one. So this game was a bit of a laugher because Cleveland had 75 points in the first half, even though they're playing on the second night of a back-to-back. This was unreal. D-Wade and Bron had like a two-peat reunion party against their old homies. James Johnson got blocked by the rim, which is pretty incredible. Wade was out there smashing, assisting on like JR threes and being a crafty old codger. LeBron had some just pretty intense sort of dunks. On the Miami side, I got a lot of time for Bam Adebayo. Dude looks like an absolute specimen. Also, he got a foul called on Kevin Love for when Bam punched Kevin Love in the face. So, that's a plus. Still, this ends up Cleveland 108, Miami 97. Wasn't even that close. You could have turned this off after the first half. Speaking of no one watching games, Phoenix at Chicago. They win 104-99. Yeah, no one watched this. Like, literally no one. I don't think Bulls fans watched it. I don't think Phoenix fans watched it. We'll talk a little bit later about who did what in that game. Washington went to Minnesota and won 92-89. No John Wall, no problems. Tim Frazier's out there doing his best John Wall impression. Not really. It's like point guard by committee at the moment. But still, 49 points from Washington's bench got them over the hump here. Brad Beal didn't actually have that much of a game, really, and it's which was a bit weird because you're like, hey, this will be his time to shine. Nah. Otto Porter is having, you know, actual plays run for him in crunch time. Thing is, Minnesota shouldn't have lost this. They were up and just shat the bed. And it's weird. We'll talk about Minnesota in a little bit more length a little bit later. Milwaukee with Kelly over there went to Sacramento and kicked the shit out of the Kings. 112-87. Jesus. Oosh. Milwaukee needed that one, though. Greek had 32, 5, 5, and 5. Just another usual crazy fucking stat line from the freak. Bogdan Bogdanovic, though. The other Bogdanovic. The weird Serbian rookie as opposed to the Croatian veteran. Threw an amazing no-look alley-oop to Willie, Big Willie Cauley-Stein, which was pretty incredible. I'm assuming he just threw it up there, just hoping that someone was around. It was very strange. De'Aaron Fox had himself a baseline dunk for the ages as well, but yeesh. Sacramento went from beating the Warriors on Monday night to having Garrett Temple be their leading scorer in a 25-point ass-kicking from the Bucks. Yeah, that ain't no good. That ain't no good at all. And then finally last night, it was a laugher in Salt Lake City, eventually. As Denver went into Utah and lost 77 to Utah's 106. Jeez. It was kind of the Donovan Mitchell revenge game. He was drafted by Denver, traded to Utah for Trey Lyles in a later first. Dude had 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Denver was just a shit show. Even had Alec Burke sightings for Utah, which is kind of nice. So for Denver, like, this was just gross. Jokic had 7, 6, and 6 and just looked out of sorts. There was a couple of wild passes. He had a minus 20 for the game. Did old mate the Joker. And we'll talk about what the Australians did in all these games a little bit later. But Joe Ingles didn't even have to dominate. We'll get to that later. There was some mention of the Ewing theory about Paul Millsap dropping out of Denver with his wrist for a couple of months. But nah, not when Millsap's being replaced by Fareed. One, there's only one, Hernan Gomez, Trey Lyles, and Mason Jar Plumlee. It's not a great look. Just something's weird in Denver. It's what happens when you don't have a fucking point guard, I guess. That was the whip around, the sort of look at what happened last night. And how about the catch up on the news? We actually finally got a little bit of a look at actually what was going on with Blake Griffin's knee. He has a fucked left knee. It's a sprained left MCL. Could be out for a couple of months. See ya, Clippers. Tank, 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 tank. How about take that for data? Fizdale still fired. Everyone was pretty surprised. The sort of whip around on that was that everyone's just like, what the fuck are the Grizzlies doing? And why is Chris Wallace just out there trying to save his job? Well, talk about that a little bit later in the NR. And that's about it for the whip around today. It was a nice, efficient kind of NBA evening. Which brings us to the NBA Straya approved performance of the night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That is a knife. It should be Kevin Love with 38 points and 8 rebounds against Miami, but it's Kane Fitzgerald, the ref who tossed LeBron James the first time ever. Dude, that is cold, son. Holy shit. He's just like, nah. LeBron was like air punching near me and like yelling at me, and I had to throw him out. And he only assessed him one tick, which is fucking strange. Thing is, talk about daggers. Fucking Kane Fitzgerald's like, no, I'm going to be the first guy who throws out fucking LeBron James. That means today, Kane Fitzgerald, that's the NBA Australia approved performance of the knife, because you get.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Yeah, that was a knife. So who's got old mate, no mates today? Our usual recurring segment, old mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today? That'd be the same as our that's a knife performer. It's Kane Fitzgerald. This motherfucker wouldn't have been able to buy a beer in Cleveland like ever again, and may well have been pulled out of the airport security line on his way to the next game, I think, today, and maybe, you know, subjected to a fairly stringent search inside and out, one would expect. Good job, Cleveland Airport Security. Kane Fitzgerald, today, your old mate, no mates, because you were shit. Speaking of being a bit shit, it's time for...
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average.
Oh, it's better than Lonzo Ball. He's out here going after everybody with his 8.7 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 7.1 assists on horrible shooting. It's today's Better Than Lonzo Ball, your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. And look, I could have gone with the Donovan Mitchell. As I mentioned, dude had 16 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, something Lonzo's only topped 2 times this year. But no, I've already talked about Donovan Mitchell a lot. So how about we go with Chris Dunn, the fifth pick of the 2016 draft, the forgotten man, part of the Jimmy Butler trade now in Chicago. He had himself a night against Phoenix. 24 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 steals, and a block on 10 of 16 shooting, going 4 of 5 from 3. I mean, he was shit in his previous two games against Miami and Golden State, but today he was better than Lonzo Ball. On ya, Chris Dunn. I mean, Chicago is still fucking horrible, man, but Chris Dunn at least, you know. If he keeps doing stuff like that, maybe he'll be an actual real-life NBA player. All right, coming up, we're going to have the award-winning Yeah, Nah, Look at Me, and the Mark Brecky sketchy sweaty dude of the week coming up just after this. Oh, man. Ka-chow! Yeah, Nah. Oh, Yeah, Nah. It's ready. It's Yeah, Nah for today. Our usual segment of Yeah, Nah. If it's yeah or nah with an NBA storyline, we'll figure out if it's yeah or nah. More yeah, more nah. What do you think? It's going to be the Grizzlies. I mentioned it earlier, but Jesus Christ. Let's go. The Grizzlies. They're one of the more puzzling franchises in the NBA, and they're fucking up. Yeah, nah. Yeah. Fucking hell, man. How they've given up on Fizz straight kills me. After fucking over Lionel Hollins and Dave Yeager, Hollins was fired after making the Western Conference Finals. Yeager basically took them back to the playoffs amongst a whole mess of injuries and shit, and they were paying him sweet fuck all because they're a bunch of cheap bastards. And now they shit-canned Fizz because they lost seven games. Well, they lost, eight games while Mike Conley was out for the seven of them. That's fucking bananas, man. He's a developmental coach. He seems pretty sturdy in games. Everyone loves the guy. And he's not the one who fucked all those draft picks. That's Chris fucking Wallace. So for Chris Wallace to side with your 33-year-old center instead of Fizz makes less sense to me than the time in high school, our buddy Scott's older brother decided to hang out with us on one of our Thursday study days where we'd all just go and sit in someone's backyard and drink beers. This brother dude ended up hammered and peeing on someone's mailbox. In full view of everybody, including the people whose house it was, across from a high school. That's how little sense this makes. Chris Wallace, you are basically my buddy Scott's weird older brother. What the fuck are you doing? This is not how successful franchises are run, you fucking moron. And what is this Grizzly ownership situation where they're going, all right, fuck it, yeah, we'll side with Chris Wallace. He seems like he's got his shit together instead of David fucking Fizdale, who's been a part of some amazing Miami teams and is a fucking, like, dead set legend, apparently, and also has a hot wife. It's like, the fuck, man? Come on. Pay attention, Grizz. You're done fucking up. All right, second Yeah, Nah of today. Minnesota are a mess? Yeah, Nah. Yeah. Jesus, man. How they lost that game to Washington was fucking horrible. They're now 5-5 in their last 10 games, and I believe a fifth or sixth in the West. I think they're fifth because Denver also lost last night, but still. Wiggins and Butler should be working better together than they are. Big Cat should be even better than he is, especially on defense. It's just fucking weird, right? I mean, gross. What the fuck y'all doing, Minnesota? It's like, whenever you have to rely on Jamal Crawford to sort of come out and go, hey guys, maybe we should win this game. And the rest of the team's like, oh, I don't know. So Jeff Teague sat out this game, but still. 40 minutes of Tyus Jones is pretty brutal, but come on, man. Minnesota, get your shit together. Please, just do it for the kids. Do it for the children. And that's it for Yeah, Nah. We've only got two today. That's fine. It was a quiet storyline day. How about we go to the old happy. Look at me. Unpopular opinion of the day. I'm happy LeBron got tossed. That's awesome. On you came, Fitzgerald. Now we never get to hear the stat about how LeBron's never been tossed in his life. And there's also the weird stat about how he's never fouled out. Good times. Weird times. I'm stoked that he got tossed. That's fucking funny. Good shit. On your Kane Fitzgerald. See you, LeBron. Of course, you know, the best thing is it didn't fucking matter. Cleveland still keep the shit in Miami. Bonkers. How about the Mark Brecky Sketchy Sweaty Dude of the Week, where we have our daily segment based around a former NBA, well, an Australian NBA player, and something to do with them, and we bring it into the future. Today, it's Myers Leonard. He's a bit more gangly than Mark Brecky, who was built like a... basically, if you'd put sort of two guys who worked out the front of Lygon Street in Melbourne, you combined both of them. That's what Brecky looked like. He could move like a fucking ballet dancer, though, the big fella. Myers Leonard, though, a little bit more athletic, a little bit more, I don't know, trim and not fucking just giant. He's finally back and actually playing for the Blazers after a sprained ankle, and boy, though, every time he's out there for like more than a minute and a half, dude gets up a sweat. So, today, Myers Leonard, welcome back. You're also our Mark Brecky Sketchy Sweaty Dude of the Week, NBA Australia. We're coming back with the Australian Player Watch straight after this one. The Australian Player Watch. Who doesn't love the Australian Player Watch? There's a couple in action last night, so we're going to do our usual sort of dig through what everyone's going to be up to. Ben Simmons plays the Wiz tonight on a... the Wiz on the end of a back-to-back after he played LeBron and the Cavs on Monday. Patty Mills, he's got the Grizz tonight. There. Going to be dealing with some interesting fallout from the Fizdale firing. I mean, that's going to be a weird game, Spurs-Grizz. Talk about that in a little bit. Joe Ingles, he played at Denver last night. Jingling Joe, slow-mo Joe. Joe Ingles, HR manager, had 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 assists. Not a huge game, but, you know, still nice and, you know, hashtag Mr. Efficient. Had a nice alley-oop to Derek Favors over there. Thing is, Joe Ingles finally hit a shot that wasn't a three for the first time since November 15. It was a tiny little shot in the lane from 2 feet because, of course, he is hashtag Mr. Efficient. You've got to be efficient when it comes to human resources. I'm Joe Ingles. On you, Joe. How about Dele? Well, still injured. Hasn't played since the 15th. Milwaukee were obviously in Sacramento last night, and that means thong to thong, 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 Thon McCur. He was out there, looked pretty good against Sacramento. Had 8 and 5 in 20 minutes. Had a massive block against George Hill that didn't quite count because Giannis fouled George before he got to Thon's block. Dude got fucking up there, man. It was pretty cool. And the usual question for Thon, did he make his first three since November 7? No, he went 0 of 2, did thong to thong, thong, thong. It's all good, Thon. You'll get him. Aaron Baines. Yeah, Boston chilling. They just played like 4 games in 6 nights, so I feel like they get a day off. A couple of days, good on you. Andrew Bogut, he has his old team, the Warriors, tonight. It's also Andrew Bogut's birthday, you old bastard. I believe he's turning 33. Look at that. On your bogey. I mean, if you follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, you would have seen a bit of an Andrew Bogut tribute popping out there. So, happy 33rd, Andrew Bogut, you big galoot. Even if I don't agree with your weird stances on social issues, still love you. How about a daily question for NBA Australia? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, he still is. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, how's Kyrie? Ah, he's chilling. As I said, Boston on a bit of a break. But you know what it is? Wednesday. That means we have a fun random segment called the NBA Australia Great Stat Lines in NBA Australia History. And because it's the big fella's birthday, let's take it back to January 7th in 2011. It was a simpler time. I didn't live in New York. Andrew Bogut lived in Milwaukee. And in a loss to Miami, the big fella, then playing for the Bucks, who drafted him 1 overall, don't forget, in 2005, had 12 points, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, and 26 fucking rebounds. That's mental. So this is against Miami then in 2011, who are at full strength. So this is LeBron, Chris Bosh, Big Zydrunas Ilgauskas, Eric Dampier, and Juwan Howard all played in this game. So for the birthday boy, you had 12, 26, 3, 3, and 2. Nice! On your Bogut. That's pretty amazing. Good shit. All right, coming up next, we've got our game previews for tonight and the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. It's all coming up right now. Yeah, Patty Mills, what do you got to say, Lay? Big, well, little fella, yes. So Patty, he has moved back to the bench with Tony Parker coming out. Tony Parker, the man who hasn't been ejected in over 1,100 NBA basketball games. Patty Mills has still just got his photo of him weirdly hugging Tony Parker up on his Twitter. And of course, the usual though, it came out today. We've already tweeted it back. Game day, baller. Game day. Hashtag versus Memphis. Hashtag go Spurs go. Love ya, Patty. Game previews. Let's do it. We're going to whip around each game on the slate for tonight. Wednesday, November 29. Sons of Pistons. Rose. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how Andre Drummond goes up against Tyson Chandler, Dragon the Dragon Bender, and Marquise Chris, I guess. I mean, sure. It's going to be rough. Give me the Pistons in that one. The Suns are on the end of a back-to-back, and Pistons are riding high after their win in Boston on Monday, even though, you know, Boston have played a million games in little days. Thunder at Magic, the Victor Oladipo Bridesmaids Club. Yes, that's right. They both had Victor Oladipo, both had Serge Ibaka as well, and now have neither. Thunder at Magic. Give me the Thunder in this one. The Magic are swooning. Swooning harder than a 15-year-old teen bride in, like, 19 fucking 20 years she's being handed off with, like, some sort of fucking weird dowry. So weird how he used to do that, isn't it? I mean, Orlando have lost 9 straight. And if, you know, if Memphis weren't busy, like, firing their coaches and shit, we'd be talking about how much the Magic suddenly started sucking. Give me the Thunder in that one. Wiz at Sixers. Ben Simmons going kill the Wiz. Give me the Sixers in that. Wiz on the end of a back-to-back as well. And no John Wall. Ugh. Gross for the Wizards. Miami at the New York City Knickerbockers of New York. That means we get to watch. You know who? You know who? He is.
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
He is the Supercharged Zinger Burger. Give me the Extreme Zinger Meal. All that Zinger. You know how much he's going to smash against the, you know, Miami on the end of a back-to-back again. Man, all these teams are on the end of a back-to-back. It's tough. Thing is, I'm going to say Miami win this one. I don't know. New York, I feel like they think they're doing well, and I feel like it's going to come back and bite them in the ass. Nets at Mavs. Give me some of that Dirk Nowitzki killing Trevor Booker. Nets still not sure if they're going to be with Allen Crabbe and Rondo Hollis-Jefferson. Not a great game. Two teams with a combined amount of wins that is less than, I believe, the Detroit Pistons. Yeah, that's not good. Between Brooklyn and Dallas, they have 12 wins. The Detroit Pistons currently have 13. Jesus. That's not great. How about Sweet Baby Carrots, though? He was pretty great the other night. Give me some of that Caris LeVert. I love him, but Mavs will probably win this one at home. I'll be pulling for the Nets a little bit. Come on. Charlotte Hornets at Toronto. The two teams the NBA are trying to forget about this year. Classic mid-90s uniform matchup, though. Give me Toronto in this. They're just like quietly sneaking along, smashing along. They're 12-7. You know, they're sorting out their stuff. It's fine. Grizz it. Spurs. No, Fizz. Grizz. Spurs would usually kill them, but it'd be interesting to see if they have the dead coach bounce and if Marc Gasol goes out there to destroy his hermanos. Hermanos over there. The Gasol hermanos. Yeah, I feel like Marc will put up like a random 40-point game here and LaMarcus Aldridge will do a shitting the bed, so give me the Grizz. Oh, Pacers Rockets, the Beard versus Victor. It's a weird matchup, but I guess, sure. Rockets, kill them. Warriors at Lakers, Steph and the coward Kevin Durant. Will they sit again? Probably not. They're playing in LA. They want to get that spotlight. You gotta get that spotlight, even though Kevin Durant is the coward. That's
fine.
Give me the Warriors in that one. Easy. And you know what? That means we're coming to the end of NBA Australia episode 8. Because, you know, we do this daily. We're just going to smash them out in half an hour or so. That's pretty good. It's been NBA Australia for today. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook over at NBA Australia. And in a surprise twist, at Instagram at NBA Australia. And don't forget to subscribe to us here on iTunes or Google Play. Check us a nice rating and review. Come on. Come on. Do it. I dare ya. Fuck it. I double dare ya. Double dare you to star it and give it a review. Come on. Anyway, if you subscribe, this will just keep popping up. I'm not going to stop doing it. So, you know, why not? Why not? Just go on. Do it. And don't forget to stick around for the birthday boy, Andrew Bogut, with his weekly segment on NBA Australia. Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes on Twitter. So that'll be good. I mean, I can't promise anything, but it might be good, I guess. For sure. All right, that's been NBA Australia for today. I've been James Clements. It's been fun. We'll catch you tomorrow. Later. All right, and welcome to my new weekly show. It's Andrew Bogut. And this is called Andrew Bogut Slams a Bunch of Twitter Snowflakes from Twitter. I mean, if no one else is going to do it, I think I should have to take up the slack, you know. And you just can't let these SJW snowflakes get away with their bullshit. And I do it better than anyone, I think. So let's just get to it, eh? It's also my birthday, so I'm going to look through my tweets and read them out. What do we have? Okay, so at Justine Pow Pow says, "Happy birthday, Bogie. Love you." Oh, that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice. I don't mind these ones. So how about we say, thank you, Justine. You're pretty good in my book. Yeah, that's a pretty nice one. Okay. At Reggie Regine says, "Happy birthday, big fella. Have a great one." Okay, Reggie Regine. I don't know if you know how to spell, but okay. "I will, you fully sick legend." Pretty good. Nice one. At Tyus Wayne says, "Andrew Bogut sucks, but happy birthday to him anyway." Okay, that's pretty weird, but you know, I'll respond. At Tyus Wayne. How about, "Cheers, you tiny little dick man. How about you grow pair and stand by your convictions? If I suck, you fucking dickhead." Nice one, Poggy. That was a good one. How about this one? He says to me, oh, it's Andrew. Andrew Chameleonaire? Does he think he's Chameleonaire? That's fucking nuts, man. Okay. "Hey, buddy. What's your favorite chocolate bar? Thought you might like a non-abusive tweet on your birthday to help pass the time." Oh, nice one. I appreciate that one. All right. No, mate. This is a great question with a very simple answer. Cadbury Dairy Milk with crunchy pieces. And I'll book no arguments. Get fucked. Nice one. Okay, this one wants to argue with me about soccer. What a dickhead. It will go, "At Kalgoorlie, he retweeted my tweet about the coach myth in football when they fired that Ange Postecoglou. And he says in response, because an NBA player who lives overseas know more about the situation than football beat journalists who live it every day. Spell me." What the fuck? How about you go fuck yourself, Al Kalgoorlie? Where was that stated, Callum? Just my opinion as such. This is my Twitter profile. You fucking dickhead. Got him. Nice one. Oh, shit, he just replied. "You said it was the media who pushed Ange out. The media denied that. I'm not disputing it's your view, just that theirs is more informed." Well, what the fuck, you dickhead? How about I say... "I don't believe I even said that. Hashtag journalism. You fucking dickhead." Oh, nice. Oh, shit, this guy's jumping in. AdRenation says, "Don't you have anything better to do? I bet you go get fucked, Red Nation. Jesus Christ, mate. How about Actually, no, I'm on a plane to Sacramento. What's your excuse? You fucking dickhead. That's a pretty good one. Got him, Buggy. Okay, so my favorite newspaper, the Herald Sun, has tweeted out, John Barnes to spearhead concussion action against AFL. Oh, shit, I better retweet that and say something. How about, wow, huge problem for AFL. I mean, sure, it is. It really is. Okay, so I tweeted out as well the other day, because it was Thanksgiving over here, you see. So I'm like, if you took punches to the head and risk being stomped on for a discount of your favorite department store item, I think you are silly, but by God, you deserve that item. Hashtag Black Friday. On ya. Good job, Buggy. That was a good one. And then this fuckhead over here, Ray Casson, he says, not everyone a millionaire like you. Okay, fucked. Wasn't always a millionaire champ, and when I wasn't, I didn't belt people in department stores for a discount. Hashtag nice try, you fucking dickhead. Jesus. Oh, and this guy, this dickhead over here, Power Ghost, says, lol, we ain't got that NBA money like you, but I'm shopping from my couch. What the fuck? Okay, smart man. You can belt the UPS driver when it's delivered so you don't feel left out of Black Tag, hashtag Black Friday. All right, you fucking dickhead. Jesus. You're so touchy these days. Okay, last one. At Max Rima, he says, Andrew Bogut is the worst. Stop ruining the Lakers. Why did we ever trade for you? Hashtag Laker Nation. Oh, what the fuck, you dickhead? I signed here. Fuck you, you libtard, lefty, snowflake, hairy, feminist idiot. Last one, Bogut. Fucking nada. All right, that's it for this week. Tune in next week for more Andrew Bogut. What do? I slam a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.